I'm talking, you're listening, and remember, Jody was a bum.
Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the College Chronicles podcast. This is season 3, episode 7. And today, we're going to be talking about moving out of your hometown, as you can probably already see by the title. So let's just get right into it. Okay. I know that I said we was going to get into it, but I just want to apologize to my listeners, the people that know me, the people that don't know me, the people that are getting to know me through my podcast. I know. I haven't made an episode since last year. And what's so wild about it, the last episode that I made, I was talking about taking care of you. And that's what I've been trying to do. Take care of me. I haven't made an episode since August. I know. I abandoned y'all, but I am sorry. I'm sorry, and I can attest it will not happen again. I want season 3 to just thrive, so I don't want to do that anymore. Thank y'all. I really do appreciate it. So I just wanted to start off, and I had to start off by saying that. Anyways, I just needed some inspiration coming back, and I'm in a different location. New area code, but anyways, so today I'm going to be talking about moving out of your hometown, and I did move out of my hometown in December, but to me, like, it's a big deal. I do think that it's a big deal, and I am excited. I'm happy, you know, just like everything coming together, picking furniture, picking up like decorations and stuff, like imagining what you want, finding a place and all of that. But I did stay like in my college town for like 2.5 years. So to me, I felt like I'm moving, but like, am I really moving? Because prior to this, I did live, like I said, probably like 40 minutes away from my hometown. Now I'm like, from where I was living, I'm like 1 hour and 10 minutes. And obviously, if they have, like, traffic, I'm longer than that, you know. So, I don't know about y'all, but I don't like driving. So, that hour and 10 minutes, it do me in. I still go, like, if my friends want to hang out and we find a time in our schedule. Or, like, my appointments, like my nail tech, I love my nail tech. Shout out to the nail tech on Instagram. I love my nail tech. Still go to her. Like, I'm still going to go to my lash tech. My lash tech is actually only, like, 40 minutes away from me. But, you know, I still do go there, but it's just not like I'm not hanging out as much as I was, and I'm not doing stuff like that. I go when I need to, like, as a need basis, you know? So, I did move, and even though, like, some people probably be like, oh, that's not that far, like, it's still a new city. You're still getting to know new people. You're in a new town. It's different. So, yeah. But I just posted on my podcast page. I was asking for topics, and someone said, a friend of mine said, you know, moving out of your hometown. And I was like, this would be the perfect opportunity to talk about this because I have been through so many things since I have stayed here. And I moved this past December. So I've been here like 4 months. Yeah, so I'm about to get into it. But yeah, where I told y'all when I came back, I was going to come back in a new location. All right, when is it the right time to move out? And I'm not just talking about like moving from your hometown. I'm talking about moving out of your parents' house or caregiver, guardian, whoever you stay with in general. The short answer is honestly, whenever you're ready. Like, whenever you're ready, then do it. I definitely am a person that believes in God and I believe in the Holy Spirit. I do think that you should pray if you do believe in that too. Pray on it and align yourself with his plans. You know what I'm saying? Because you can, and I'm a firm believer in that, like, you can prematurely jump into blessings and get stuff and do stuff that you're not ready for, and it'll teach you a lesson. Like, you'll learn a valuable lesson about doing that. Baby, I done been through it. We done all been through it. I'm pretty sure that everybody has done something or tried to rush something because they got tired of waiting, and you got the, you know, you learned your lesson about it. So, honestly, whenever you're ready. But, if we're being honest, when you have the money. when it comes to moving out, I do not recommend moving out without money, period. And some people probably like, well, duh, that's a no-brainer. I know people who would be like, they're stepping out on faith. I just read a tweet probably like a month ago. So not just read, but I saw a tweet and this girl basically said that she moved 3,000 miles to a new place with a couple hundred dollars and she's in a new state. And she was like, she's scurrying to find a job. That is scary. That is scary. And granted, that does work for some people. Some people, that type of stuff works out fine. They find a job or they find a person or they get like a roommate situation and they have like decent prices. But honestly, in this economy, especially the way that inflation is continuously going up and wages are the same, wages have not increased. And the only way to be able to afford your lifestyle is by making more money. I definitely do not recommend. I do not recommend. And this is just my personal opinion. Moving out. I don't care if you're moving up the street. I don't care if you're moving out your parents' house, your people's house, to go to an apartment that ain't too far. I don't recommend doing that without no money. You know, without the coins. You need money for everything. You spend money every day as an adult. And if you're an adult and you don't spend money every day, hey. If you're a young adult and you don't spend money every day, please tell me what y'all are doing. But we spend money every day, whether it's food, gas. People who don't have cars spend money all the time. Spend money every day. If you don't have a car, then you're probably going to be spending money on transportation. Like Ubers, Lyfts. Some people still catch the bus. If you catch the bus. I don't care if the bus, I don't know how much the bus costs. So I'm not really going to speak too much on it. I really don't know how much the bus costs. However, I think the bus costs less than $2. So I do think that it costs less than $2. So I don't care. The $2 add up. You know what I'm saying? You got to have money. You're going to spend money every day regardless. So I don't recommend moving without money. Also, I do recommend moving out when it, you know, when it's affecting your mental health. But you have a support system. So let me say that again. I do recommend moving out if it affects your mental health, but if you have a support system. So I know a lot of people, which is very unfortunate, have abusive households, or they just have households where the dynamic isn't normal. Like, I do not, this is my personal belief, that at a certain age, when your child is getting older and they're still a teenager, or even like right after teenage years, they're still living with you. You know they're living with you temporarily. You know that your child or your teenager or your young adult kid does not want to stay with you forever. And the ultimate goal, like I feel like if you know your child's ultimate end goal is to move out of your house, you shouldn't be charging them bills. You shouldn't be making them pay to live there. And also, if you aren't charging your child, or your child doesn't have to pay you or pay bills to stay with you, you shouldn't make them pay at the cost of their mental health. You see what I'm saying? They shouldn't be paying you financially, in my opinion, or emotionally. Like, you don't get to walk all over me, talk to me crazy, treat me like crap. You know, oh, you got to get your own food, lock food up, do stuff like that. You don't get to do stuff like that and then say, well, I could be making you pay. Like, obviously, in that situation, anyone will be like, I'd rather pay. But the crutch with that for me is, if I'm paying you, but I'm also supposed to be saving, but I'm also working and or in school, especially like someone who goes to college and is living in their hometown of their college. Like, you know, this, not their hometown of the college, but you know, even if you do go to college in your hometown or your college is close and you just commute. If you know your child is in college, if you know your young adult kid is in college and they're saving money, or they're not working that much because school is their priority, and you ask them for money, isn't that like, how is that conducive? I just want to know and make it make sense to me. How is that conducive? How, especially in this economy, especially in 2024, how is someone going to go to school, prioritize school, go to work, make money, save the money to move out, but also give you money? You see what I'm saying? Now, if you want to pay where you stay, or you volunteer, or you offer, then I'm, you know, that's fine and dandy. Do what you do, make your life easier, or if you want to help out. But I just feel like people need people, and people need their parents. We need our parents, young adults, old, like, parenting never stops. But how are you helping your child if you're asking them for money to stay with you, but in the other breath, you want them to move? Especially like parents who are like, oh, well, you could move out and you could do this. Or, you know, who like try to tell you, which, like I say, you know, people rules, their home, their rules. But don't tell me, for example, this is just an example. Like, if you're staying with the parent and they're saying that you can't have company over, but you're paying them money. Like, I'm paying you money, or I'm paying bills, but I can't have company. That's backwards to me. Like, shouldn't you be able to have company? Oh, this is my house. Well, this is your house, but I'm giving you money. You know, that just all creates a state of turmoil. I feel like it creates drama, unnecessary, like, tension in the house. Nobody wants to have tension where they lay their head at. You know, honestly, especially coming from a parent or guardians. You know, that's just, ugh. So if it is affecting your mental health, then by all means, if you can, stack your money and leave. But I definitely think that when it's affecting your mental health, it's important to have a support system, whether it's a cousin, whether it's an aunt, whether it's a sister, a brother, somebody to lean on. And I know a lot of people, when their mental health is affected and they don't really have the support long term, they'll just like stay pillow post, sleep by this friend for 2 days, sleep over here, sleep by this cousin, sleep by this sister, sleep in their car. But it gets tiring. That's draining. That affects your mental health, and it's not healthy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying if your mental health is affected and you don't have a support system, let's just say, for example, I know a lot of people in the LGBTQ plus community have entire families who don't believe in their beliefs or their lifestyle, and will really try to ostracize them or not talk to them or not give them money or abuse them. I understand that. I know there's some people that don't have a support system. Some people might have one friend or something, you know, but if you can find someone to advocate for you, and you can find someone to lean on, even if you have to stay with someone, you know, and you're like, well, this is temporary, for 2-3 months while you can try and apply for a place. But it's expensive, you know, living on your own is expensive. And sometimes you might find a place, you're like, oh, this is a decent price, but please don't move somewhere where they got rats, they have roaches, the leasing office is horrible. Do your research when you're moving out. Google these places, look at the reviews. Do a deep dive if you have to, because at the end of the day, this is your money. And I heard someone say, when I was talking about this, like, you know, I was talking about it with different people, just talking about the topic. I heard someone say, you cannot be cheap about where you live. And that is true. Which, like I said, a lot of places are getting expensive. Even the bad, even the worst of the worst are getting expensive. But don't be cheap about where you live. So it is hard. Getting approval is hard. Some people might need a co-signer. They're now asking for 3 times the rent. So I know where I live, they ask for 3 times the rent as income. However, I do stay with someone else. So, you know, that, of course, is easier for me. But some people live on their own, and you got to make 3 times the rent. 3 years ago, it was 2 times the rent. So, and a lot of people are scamming, and they are like lying about their income to get in places. And I heard that they're vetting like people's bank accounts. They want to see actual bank statements of your income as if you're buying a house. So it's crazy out here. Just stay up, stay positive, stay focused. do your research, because you do not want to throw your money into an apartment or just living anywhere. Like, even if it's a townhouse, anywhere, you don't want to live somewhere, throw your money into them, and then they don't do stuff. Like, they have horrible maintenance and stuff. I went through so many different complexes, and I did so much research before I found a place. Like, when I tell y'all, tour after tour, and I'm not going to lie, probably before I moved here, the two other places, there were like two places that I visited that were nice and that were like up to par. I like where I live now, but like there were like two other places that were nice and that were up to par that I felt like, okay, I could see myself living here. But baby, everywhere else, like when I saw the bad reviews, I didn't even plan a visit. Like, I'm not doing this. I'm not going there. No. So that's very important. Okay, so this is for the new graduates. Are you moving out? Are you going back home? Okay. So I definitely feel like it's okay if you have to go back home after graduating. I know a lot of people, whether it's undergrad or whether they're getting their master's, like right after undergrad, they don't want to go back home. Or they're like, oh, I gotta go back home. We all know how it is when you're living on your own and you have to go back home, because it's different. You know, where you live, where you build a house, where you build a foundation, where you build a home, that's your house. You know, that's your home. Like, of course, a lot of people still call their parents' house their home. But that's like, baby, look, after living somewhere, whether you take 4, 5, 6 years to graduate, after living in another place, or like I say, even if it's in the same city, staying somewhere else, majority of your time, spending your days there, having furniture, that's your home. So, of course, it's different when a lot of people are like, okay, I gotta go back home. I know a lot of people who go back home after graduating because you gotta figure things out. But it's like, it feels different, you know? It feels like you had a different sense of freedom. Even though, like, you're an adult, or even if you are an adult, even if your people were strict, wasn't strict, like, it's a different sense of freedom when you can walk around your house. You can walk around your own house without your clothes on. You can't walk around your parents' house or whoever you were staying with house without your clothes on. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Like, just laying in bed. I know some people, family members, like, you know, they're very close. They like coming in your room, bothering you. You can't lay in your bed and just relax, or they don't want you to be a bed potato. You could do all of that. You could indulge in all of that. You could sing in the shower as loud as you want when you're in your own. Like I say, in another one, the same thing. You can walk around without your clothes on. I love walking around without my clothes on because it just feels so good. But you can't do that when you're in somebody else's house, you know? So, it's okay. It can be frustrating going back home, you know, after not living there 4 or 5 years full time. So, now to the big part, moving out. Some people are really lucky after graduating college, whether it's undergrad, grad school. If your degree requires you to go to grad school, especially after grad school, to get a job offer directly after college, in another city, in another town, in another state. Like, that's big. It's big in itself. It's already a different celebration in itself to get a job offer, especially if you're making money that, you know, money that you see that's obtainable and that you can grow from, you know, and not like being underpaid. Because honestly and truly, who is willing to move to another state to be underpaid or to make the same amount of money that they can make where they are? Nobody. I don't think nobody gonna do that. So if you get a job offer, that's already great in itself. So you know the next steps. It can be very scary moving across the country or even a state away, even a city away. You know what I'm saying? Some cities, some states are huge, and like you living in a different city could mean you're 3 hours away. 3 hours away, that's different people. It's different way people drive, like everybody drives different, you know, it's different. So I don't know, like I said, I stay an hour and like 10 minutes. That's what maps say. I stay like an hour and 10 minutes away, and I have met so many different people. I've never seen someone from my hometown here. I don't see people that I recognize here. Like, every day I see a new face. It's new people in this town, young, old. And also, that comes with the other end of the double-edged sword. There's different criminals. You know what I'm saying? Like, in your hometown, you might know what areas to go in, what areas not to go in, what areas to be like, you know what I'm saying? You get to a new place, you don't know these criminals, you don't know these robbers, these carjackers, you don't know these crazy people. Like, they have people every day that we walk past that are so unhinged, people that are unmedicated, you don't know. So, not saying that you know everybody in your hometown that's crazy, but you might know who they are, you might recognize them and be like, oh, that's such and such son, he ain't rap tight. That's such and such daughter. Oh, he, baby, look, I hate to be that person, but I think that everybody that I don't know in a lot of places, I just automatically assume you are out to get me. So I'm very observative. You could, especially, I'm sorry, I don't care. If I see young people in this 90 degree spring weather, in this 80 degree spring weather, I'm talking about the wind don't blow. The wind does not blow in Louisiana, baby. Mm-mm. The coolest you're going to get is early in the morning. 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, 6 in the morning. By the time 11 o'clock come, it's going to be scorching hot. If I see you with a hoodie on and a ski mask on in this hot weather, I am going to assume you are a criminal. I'm gonna assume you're up to no good. And baby, I do not play like that. I do not. I'd be like, I'm locking my doors, I'm clutching my keys. I don't play like that. But yes, that's also something to be mindful of. Like, this is a new place, new people. And even if you move into apartments, you know, your neighbors, the people in your complex, they might be weird. I've been living here, like I said, where I stay since December. I like it. I like the people. The people are friendly. I like the seafood. I like the crawfish. I love it. A lot of stuff is very affordable. I stay by like 2 miles. You know, I like it. Which, I'm definitely an online shopper girl anyways. But there are, like, I have the news alerts on. I look at the news. I see the crime, the criminals. I see what be going on. I do think that the police force is good out here because they should have given me a ticket already. They got me. Well, I definitely got a ticket. But be mindful of that also. You know what I'm saying? It can be scary. So if it's scary an hour, 3 hours, 5 hours away in the same state, then I definitely know for a fact that living out of state is scary. The only time I've lived out of state was during Hurricane Katrina. I was a New Orleans native during Hurricane Katrina, and I was young. I was younger, and I went to Texas. So that was the only time I lived out of state. Any other time I've been out of state, it was like temporary staying with family. Like, and also a lot of times when hurricanes do come, because Louisiana love a hurricane, I've been to Mississippi. But like, that still was temporary. But as far as like semi-permanent or actually permanent was Texas. So I've never really lived out of state. So I don't know how that is. So since I don't know how that is, I asked some of my friends. I have 2 friends that I asked that live in different states now. And I'm going to put that in the podcast. I talked to them, had conversations with them about it. They were very informative, you know, told me some stuff. Like I said, I don't want to speak on something that I don't know about. Like I said, I did move out of my hometown. But when we're talking about states, I wanted to get some people's like real raw opinions. So let's get into it. So some of the things they said basically intertwined, and some things they said, you know, basically are their own. I'm just going to go over it. I don't want to, especially like the writing part of it, like I don't want to read or say exactly every single word they said. So I just took some key points from my conversations and put it in here. So first and foremost, oh, and by the way, I have a friend that, both of my friends moved from Louisiana. One of them lives in Texas and the other one lives in Florida. So my Florida friend says, research, 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 update your documents. They both said the same thing about that. So one of my friends said that you have to do your research simply because a lot of people want to move to like cities that they feel like are popular or that they feel like they could get good jobs in, you know, just because so many people are moving there. But to do your research when moving to these places, simply because the traffic, you have to think about the traffic. So the popular states and the popular cities, and when I say popular, I'm doing air quotes, you know what I'm saying? Like when I talk about cities that a lot of people have been moving to, Houston, Atlanta, Miami. So my friend was like, you know, if you are trying to move in a place like that, make sure you try and find a home that's about 30 minutes away from the popular cities. And this could go for any state, like 30 minutes away, because those cities are mainly like fast paced club lifestyle and the traffic is horrible. So I understand that. I definitely know that. I'm a firm believer in that even when traveling. Maybe when I travel, if I'm going to a city that I know is like jumping, I try and get, you don't want to be too far. Like, cause some places you do want to walk around. Like when I go to Miami, when I've been to Miami, I've been to like Fort Lauderdale. And then like the driver just bring us to Miami. You know, see what I'm saying? Like, that was just like off my head what I could think about, like a very popular city that I've been to. Because the other places I've been to, like I've been to so many cities. I've been to a lot of cities and like I don't mind the drive, but I feel like some places you go, you want to walk around. Like I'm from New Orleans. You don't want to be 30, 20 minutes away from New Orleans when you come to Louisiana, because baby, there is like nothing that you can walk and do that's fun. But if you're in New Orleans, you can walk a lot of places, which New Orleans itself is big. But if you're like, even if you're in a night ward, it's not going to take you long to get to the French Quarters. If you're in a seven ward, it's not going to take you long to get to the French Quarters. If you uptown, it's not going to take you long to get to the French Quarters, get to the city, go around Magazine, you know, places like that. So this is definitely a city where I would say go to New Orleans. Don't go to Metairie because you got to traffic and all that other stuff. But like when it comes to Miami, I like staying in Fort Lauderdale. I like that. So yeah, but my friend said to update your documents. Make sure you update everything. Your USPS mail, your driver's license, you know, all of that. Make sure all your documents are ready to be updated so you don't have any hassles, because y'all know you stay somewhere, I think it's like over 30 days, you got to get all that changed. And both of them said network. You are moving away from your support system, so you got to keep that in mind. You know, most of the people who support you, they're not with you, so you never know what new opportunities you're going to come across. And it could be your neighbors. It could be your neighbors. If you move and you have to get a roommate, you know, help me help you. So that's a given. You know, like I said, network is important. Since I've been out here, like I remember one day I was out getting something to eat and this man gave me his business card. Like people would just give you business cards, talk. I still have his business card. A lot of people out here have business cards. Like I meet people all the time. I just said I was going to give me some cards for my podcast, but you know, that's just your like network, son. I'm telling y'all, networking can get you so far. It really, really can. People who know people who know people can get you in doors. But yeah, I know like some people would just like straight up move to a place and post on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, I moved here. And somebody will like message them and be like, oh, I moved here, or go to this place, try this place. You might run into somebody there, meet your friend. Yes. And with that, you are going to experience new things and you're going to want to experience new things. Don't be afraid to do that. My friend said that don't hold yourself back. Like if you're going to move to a new place, do new stuff, do things that you've never been. You don't want to just move to a new place and be like, oh, I don't know anybody. Oh, I don't want to go anywhere because I'm scared. Like, just do stuff. Step out on faith. And I also want to add in that I think it's very important to go on solo dates. This is why it's important to go on solo dates to me, because if you get comfortable doing it in the city where you're from or close proximity, then if you have to move across the country and you got to go by yourself and you want to go out to eat into the bar and have drinks, or you want to go to the movies or a museum, you would feel more comfortable doing that because you've done that. And like I say, I grew up an only child. So maybe I'm biased, but I like being by myself. I'm in a relationship and I like being by myself. Solo dates are important. So do that now. So whenever you're ready to do a big jump like that, if you are, some people die in their hometown. Some people do not want to leave their hometown. But if you want to move, hey, I suggest do you some solo dates, baby. Because guess what? You're going to be talking to your friends, FaceTime your friends. Like, a lot of times when I do go on solo dates, my friends will call me. I put my headphones in, talk to them, be on FaceTime with them. I talk to people around me when I go on my solo dates. I'm not scared. Like, why are you scared to be by yourself? But yeah, I think that a lot of people should do that just in case, you know, so you won't be as scared. So my friend also said to dream big and obtain. Like, don't just move and be stagnant. If you want to dream a bigger dream, if you have bigger dreams, even if that's a dream, moving to a place and building a different life, go for it. Do it. Don't be scared to step out on faith. And with that, pray and stay close to God. Keep him close to you. Align yourself with him. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you're praying, you're grateful. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of the people around you. Be mindful. Both of my friends said that. They said, be mindful. Some people won't be happy that you're leaving. You know, regardless if your reason is bettering yourself, be aware of new friends. Be aware of the new friends that you make and feel people out. My other friend said, you will definitely meet people who do not have your best interests. And honey, let me tell you, that ain't my story, and that ain't my story to tell. But my friend has had an experience in Florida. My friend has had an experience in Florida, baby. People in Florida are crazy. But it's scary, especially like when you move to a place where you have a roommate. You know what I'm saying? You don't know these people. Especially like being a woman and moving and being alone is scary. One of my friends is a male. The other one is a woman. So it's like, you know, two different sides of the scales. But like one of my friends, it's crazy because like it's like opposites, but they're doing the same thing. Like one friend moved and is a woman and is single. And then my other friend is a male and not single and in a relationship. So you may be more comfortable moving if you have a significant other. You know what I'm saying? That already was there. And then on the other hand, we have someone who's single and not in a relationship. So it's scary, you know? So it's different. But you got to get used to it. You'll get used to it eventually. And last but not least, you will be nervous. You're going to be nervous regardless. If you're not nervous, then you ain't dreaming big enough. It ain't a big enough dream. It ain't good enough. I'm sorry. I always heard this. I remember this man came and spoke to me. Not spoke to me, but like spoke to my school when I was younger. And he was like, if you feel like your dream is super obtainable, then dream bigger. You know what I'm saying? That's a dream. That's a goal. Especially if you come from a family where everybody is like in the same hometown. They're not trying to move. They're not trying to do anything. Yeah. Especially getting out of Louisiana. Let me tell you something. I love Louisiana. I love New Orleans. I love the culture. I love the food. I love the people. But getting out of this state as a whole is an end goal. Now, I have like prospects. You know, I got prospects, but I really don't know where I want to go. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know where I want to go. But I know wherever I settle, I just want to be comfortable and I want to be safe. And with that, I also feel like if you are God-fearing, if you believe in God, you believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, find a church. Find a church where you are. Start going. I definitely have been looking for a church. I know it's been like 4 months, didn't find a church, but I think I did. They sent me. I was just praying. I promise y'all, I was praying. I'm like, please let me find a church. Because there's like 4 churches just on the street that like I live at. Like just on the street, like the back street of my apartments. But like, I'm like, I don't know. So I got a letter in the mail from a church, and they said that they know I was like still new to the area and they want me to come check it out. So I definitely will be going to that church and checking it out because I need some Jesus in my life. Woo, child. I am Baptist, but it's a Baptist church. I'm gonna check it out. It's like 12 minutes from my house, so I'm gonna keep y'all posted. I'm gonna keep y'all updated on it. But yeah, find a church. Go to church. Get connected with God. Because guess what? I know for a fact that you can meet new people in church. Now, I will say this. I loved going to church. I like church. But the people in the church, weary. Be very weary. Keep your eyes open. Please. But yeah, girl. Go to church. If you want to go to church, you can meet some friends in church. You can meet some friends in a bar. That's it. That's all. Thank y'all for listening to my podcast. I will never abandon this podcast again. Thank you. I really want to say thank you to the people who listen to my podcast who do not know me personally. And like y'all been waiting and people who are leaving reviews. I just checked out like my Spotify and I just checked out my Apple podcast and I saw some new reviews and I'm like, that's what's up. Like people really support me. Thank y'all. I love y'all. I really, really do. Stay tuned. The new episodes do come out Fridays, 10 a.m. Central Time. Thank y'all. And it is truly appreciated.